attitude, relationships, teamwork, and mentoring, and put them into a format that you very likely can read in one sitting. Or you can easily toss a 101 book into a briefcase or purse and read here and there as time allows. In many of my larger books, I go into my subject in great depth. I do that because I believe it is often the best way to add value to people. Self-Improvement 101 is different. It is an introduction to a subject, not the advanced course. But I believe it will help you on your way to significant growth in this area of your life. Part 1. Laying a Founding for Self-Improvement. Chapter 1. What will it take for me to improve? Growth must be intentional. Nobody improves by accident. The poet Robert Browning wrote, "Why stay we on the earth except to grow?" Just about anyone would agree that growing is a good thing, but relatively few people dedicate themselves to the process. Why? Because it requires change, and most people are reluctant to change. But the truth is that without change, growth is impossible. Author Gail Sheehy asserted, "If we don't change, we don't grow. If we don't grow, we're not really living. Growth demands a temporary surrender of security. It may mean giving up of familiar but limiting patterns, safe but unrewarding work, values no longer believed in, relationships that have lost their meaning. As Dostoevsky put it, taking a new step, uttering a new word, is what most people fear most. The real fear should be the opposite course. I can't think of anything worse than living a stagnant life, devoid of change and improvement. Growth is a choice. Most people fight against change, especially when it affects them personally. As novelist Leo Tolstoy said, "Everyone thinks of changing the world, but no one thinks of changing himself." The ironic thing is that change is inevitable. Everybody has to deal with it. On the other hand, growth is optional. You can choose to grow or fight it. But know this: people unwilling to grow will never reach their potential. In one of his books, my friend Howard Hendricks asks the question, "How have you changed lately? In the last week, let's say, or the last month, the last year? Can you be very specific?" He knows how people tend to get into a rut when it comes to growth and change. Growth is a choice, a decision that can really make a difference in a person's life. Most people don't realize that success and unsuccessful people do not differ substantially in their abilities. They vary in their desires to reach their potential. And nothing is more effective when it comes to reaching potential than commitment to personal growth. Principles for Self-Improvement. Making the change from being an occasional learner to becoming someone dedicated to personal growth goes against the grain of the way most people live. If you asked 100 people how many books they have read on their own since leaving school, college, or high school, I bet only a handful would say they have read more than one or two books. If you asked how many listen to audio lessons and voluntarily attend conferences and seminars to grow personally, there would be even fewer. Most people celebrate when they receive their diploma or degree and say to themselves, "Thank goodness that's over. Just let me have a good job. I'm finished with studying." But such thinking doesn't take you any higher than average. If you want to be successful, you have to keep growing. As someone who has dedicated his life to personal growth and development, I'd like to help you make the leap to becoming a dedicated self-developer. It's the way you need to go if you want to reach your potential. Besides that, it also has another benefit. It brings contentment. The happiest people I know are growing every day. Take a look at the following 10 principles. They'll help you develop into a person dedicated to personal growth. Number 1. Choose a life of growth. It's said that when Spanish composer, cellist Pablo Casals was in the final years of his life, a young reporter asked him, "Mr. Casals, you are 95 years old and the greatest cellist that ever lived. Why do you still practice 6 hours a day?" What was Casals'